Hello, this is Steve, and I'm reading from Decanter, Food and Wine Pairing. Why is it worth pairing wine with food? Pairing wine and food is not as difficult as it sounds, and it makes all the difference to your enjoyment of both. Written by Fiona Beckett. There's a school of thought that pairing wine with food makes the subject of wine more daunting than it already is. But to us, it's of the essence. Most of us consume wine at mealtimes. It's the ultimate way to enjoy spending time around the table with friends. It isn't always a transformative experience. There aren't that many combinations where the wine actually enhances the food or vice versa, but there are some. For the most part, it's just a question of the two rubbing along amicably enough, although there are combinations that just don't work, not least if you don't enjoy one element of the pairing. Most people appreciate Sauvignon Blanc with goat's cheese, for example, but it won't work for you if you don't like goat's cheese, or Sauvignon Blanc for that matter. Try dry rosé instead. So how do you go about finding a good pairing? Think how the ingredient or dish is cooked. This is far more important than the old white wine with fish, red wine with meat rules. If it is raw or slightly cooked, as in a salad, it's more likely to go with a white wine. If it's roasted, grilled, or braised, then it's probably going to be better with red. Sauce makes a big difference with bland ingredients like pasta or chicken. Just think of the difference between a spaghetti carbonara and a robust ragu. Sometimes the texture of the wine can be brought into play too. A smooth, creamy wine like Chardonnay with a creamy sauce, for example, while sparkling wines tend to work particularly well with fried foods, cava, for instance, or even champagne with fish and chips, for instance. Is the dish sour, salty, or sweet? It's extremes of taste that tend to cause problems for wine. Sharp flavors like sourness and saltiness tend to work best with high acid, dry wines. Hot, spicy dishes work with whites that have a touch of sweetness, such as Riesling. With desserts, make sure your wine is sweeter than the dessert, which generally means a dessert wine, or it can taste jarringly sharp. Sweet wine can also be used as a contrast to salty ingredients, as in port with Stilton or sauterne with Roquefort. What else is on the plate or table? It's rare to have just one ingredient on the plate. There are usually at least a couple of side dishes, sauces, or relishes to offset it. How dominant are those? Probably not so much in the case of steak, but with a characterful vegetable dish like ratatouille or red cabbage, they might make a difference. And it's common now to serve several dishes at the same time, which means looking for the sort of wine that can take a number of different flavors in stride. Austria's Grüner Veltliner is a good example, as is Provence Rosé. Where does the dish come from? There's an if-it-ain't-broke-don't-fix-it element to food and wine pairing. In other words, if a wine is generally drunk with a particular type of dish, then that often proves to be a reliable match. Piqued poule de Pinay or muscadet with oysters, for example, or Rioja with grilled lamb. On the other hand, many dishes come from countries that don't produce wine or where it is not traditionally drunk with food, like India or Thailand, so bear in mind the tips about wine and spice. Take account the time of year. Seasonality can also be a factor in wine pairing. If you're eating lighter food in the summer and heartier food in the winter, you may want to adjust your wine choice accordingly. Or you may not. Some people enjoy their favorite wines at any time of year. Personal preference is important, too. Wine with Turkey, a food pairing guide. From the red fruit and acidity of great Pinot Noir to the complexity of a top Chardonnay and the limitless layers of aged Barolos, there are plenty of options for pairing wine with turkey. A festive season classic, turkey's almost guaranteed to grace the table at some point over winter. But what should you choose to pair it with? Turkey is a white meat and has low fat content, which is why it can dry out if not cooked carefully. So, your wine matches should ideally be either full-bodied white wine or medium-bodied red with low or medium tannin and relatively high acidity. Let's talk about tannins. Fine tannins are great in a balanced wine with some bottle age, but too much mouth-coating tannin can also ruin all those hours you've spent slaving away in the kitchen. There is likely to be a dearth of fat on the plate in general, leaving little of to soften tannins in a big, bold, young wine. This can accentuate the harsh feeling of tannins in the mouth, eclipsing other flavors, while the saltiness of the turkey can also make tannins taste more bitter. It may seem strange that classic wine choices include those with relatively high tannin levels, such as Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot blends from Bordeaux, This, however, is where several years of bottle age come into play, because tannins will soften and integrate over time in the best wines. Embrace acidity. A roast turkey dinner is often full of flavors and complexity. Sides like cranberry, bacon, parsnips, stuffing, and Brussels sprouts are just some of the dishes vying for attention. A wine with medium or high levels of acidity should be better able to cope with these myriad flavors. Red wine with turkey. Everyone has their own personal tastes, and there are so many options out there, but Pinot Noir in its various guises around the world is often seen as a great match for turkey dinners. Pinot Noir from bolder Burgundy crus such as Gevrey-Chambertin or Pommard should work exceptionally well. If you can stretch to the Grand Cru of Chambertin, you're in for a treat. But there are also plenty of less expensive options out there. Try looking towards Ficine or Saint-Tenay, for example. Be aware, though, that some lighter styles of Burgundy Pinot, such as classic Volnay wines, may be overpowered by the range of flavors on your plate. How about a delicious Pinot from Oregon's Willamette Valley or California's Santa Barbara County? Decanter contributor Stacy Slinkard recently praised the balance of lively, fresh acidity, fresh red fruits, and sweet spice from a Chug Pinot from Sonoma County, too. The feathery tannins and autumnal fruit of Murundock Estate's McIntyre Pinot from Australia's Mornington Peninsula could also make it a meal to remember. Pinot Noir, in its various guises around the world, is often seen as a great match for turkey dinners. Pinot Noir is also a good option when eating cold roast turkey leftovers, particularly if pickles and chutneys are on the dish too, says Fiona Beckett. She recommends a riper, more robustly fruity Pinot Noir from, say, Oregon, California, or New Zealand. Gamay is often underrated, and it's easy to also make the mistake of thinking all Gamay wines are lightweight. Not so, especially those in the 10 Beaujolais crus, known for making wines with more power and depth, such as Morgon or Moulin-Avant. Cabernet Sauvignon is obviously in a completely different universe to what we've just talked about. Big tannins, big acidity, and lots of luscious dark fruit. Merlot, too, carries significant weight from its classic Bordeaux right bank form. Yet the delicately poised balance of fruit, acidity, and integrated tannins can still work wonders with your turkey dinner if some of those tertiary aromas from a few years of bottle age have started to develop around the edges. Other classics from the bolder end of the spectrum would be aged Barolo or Chianti Classico. Mature Rioja can also combine those lovely earthy mushroom aromas with bright red fruit and medium-weight tannins. There are also plenty of relatively good value options. Be wary of choosing a wine with too much oak influence, however. White wine with turkey. A full-bodied Chardonnay can be an enchanting accompaniment to your turkey, especially with traditional sides such as bread sauce. The best examples exude oaky richness that can give sweet spice notes, while creamy lactic acid really helps out with a meat that can sometimes be a little on the dry side. A backbone of acidity helps to balance out the flavors. Good Chardonnays, in general, are found in similar geographical areas to good Pinot Noir. White Burgundy from the Côte de Beaune area will work well at almost all levels. As above, those lucky enough to be able to choose a Pouligny Montrachet Premier Cru or a Bâtard Montrachet Grand Cru are unlikely to be disappointed. The high levels of minerality and acidity in these wines help to cleanse the palate, allowing you to wade through all those trimmings effortlessly. The Mâconnais is an area to explore for relative value options, particularly for anyone who enjoys riper fruit notes on their Chardonnay. Domaine Serene Récolté 2016 from Oregon's Dundee Hills is an example of a bolder style of Chardonnay from the U.S., showing dried apricot, spice, and lots of concentration, but with enough acidity to keep it all in balance, according to decanter contributor Charles Curtis. Other wonderful examples can be found in Victoria in Australia, from Victoria to Adelaide Hills to Margaret River, or in California from Napa Valley to Sonoma's Russian River Valley to Santa Barbara County. Don't overlook South Africa, home to top-class Chardonnay from Hamilton Russell Vineyards, or New Zealand. The Kumo River Chardonnays made near Auckland are extraordinary wines and are capable of offering fantastic value for money. In summary, full-bodied Chardonnay, such as those from Burgundy or California, Pinot Noir, mature Bordeaux, Rioja, or Barolo, or Cru Beaujolais, Gamay grapes. Wines to drink with duck or goose. Pinot Noir is a classic match for duck, but there are always other options. Here are some things to consider with the selections of wines recently reviewed by Decanter Experts by Christopher Mercer. Duck and goose aren't your supermarket staples, but for special occasions, they're often first-choice mains that are bound to delight your guests. But the depth of flavor of these meats means they're not the easiest to pair wine with. For example, a great quality Christmas roast duck or goose will give you a richer, fattier meat on the festive dinner table compared to turkey. In fact, goose is the traditional English bird for Christmas dinner, while duck can offer heaps of flavor without giving you weeks of leftovers if there is a smaller gathering around the table. One option for duck or goose is to choose a wine with relatively high acidity that will cut through the fat content of the meat, but which also has the fruit concentration and weight to stand up to the stronger flavor. The particular flavors in a sauce or stuffing mix might also affect your choice. And if you're celebrating, why not try a rosé champagne? For example, Matthew Longuerre, Master Sommelier of Le Cordon Bleu in London, wrote an article published by Decanter that any white wine paired with a classic duck l'orange needs to have enough acidity and a hint of richness to cope with the sauce, yet enough body not to be overwhelmed by the texture of the bird. He suggested looking to Pinot Gris from Alsace with a little bit of bottle age, or to Mencia from Spain's Galicia region for red wine. Pinot Gris could also be interesting to try with roast goose. Styles that can lean more toward orchard fruit, such as apple and pear, or tropical fruits like pineapple, so that it's worth doing some research. Common attributes of ginger spice and also a subtle touch of sweetness may work alongside a goose roasted with a classic five-spice mix, for instance. Alternatively, rich texture and balance of acidity in many top Rieslings could be interesting to explore. Medium-bodied reds with good concentration of bright red fruit and relatively high acidity should work well here. Some oak and tannin influence can add depth, but watch out for them overpowering the other elements. Pinot Noir is regularly cited as the go-to wine for duck, although you will find styles that differ in intensity and in their balance of aromas. You could also try bolder style of Gamay wines, such as those from the Morgon Cru in Beaujolais. Examples of Gamay can also be found elsewhere in the world, from Stellenbosch to Oregon. Barbera, known for delivering delicious red fruit and high acidity, is another good option for duck, as cited by food and wine expert Fiona Beckett in Decanter back in 2007. Some fuller-bodied rosé champagnes have the complexity and freshness to work brilliantly with roast duck too, and many producers believe their cuvées are widely underrated at the dinner table. In summary, Pinot Noir, Gamay or Cru Beaujolais, Barbera, Rosé Champagne, Riesling, or Pinot Gris. How to pair wines with chicken. Whether you're a fried chicken fiend, a casserole connoisseur, or simply believe that roast chicken and a good bottle are the best companions for a Sunday lunch, here is some wine pairing advice to get you started. By Chris Mercer. Arguably, the most inoffensive meat. Chicken's versatility makes it popular in many kinds of dishes, from simple roasts to stews, curries, marinades, and more. White wines with chicken, and particularly Chardonnay in it various guises, tend to be go-to choices, but the rule isn't as concrete as you might think. Lighter red wines with good acidity can make a delicious alternative, and even those with a little more body can work well in heavier dishes such as a casserole. The basic principle is that you don't want to overpower the meat or the dish. A wine with a bigger kernel of luscious fruit and decent acidity could match up well with a richer dish, but too much tannic structure risks masking the flavors. Roast chicken. Chicken is often roasted with a medley of herbs, as well as some garlic, lemon, and butter. Chardonnay is a classic match here, but think about choosing one that carries a little more weight, such as via a touch of oak and perhaps a slightly riper fruit profile. Put me down for a textured white Burgundy like 2017 Pierre-Yves Collin Maurice Saint-Aubin Le Blanc, says Chris Gaither, sommelier and co-owner of Ungrafted Wine Bar in San Francisco. Especially if the chicken is roasted with garlic and herbs in its own juices and finished with a touch of lemon, parsley, and sea salt. I'm heading to lunch right now. Roast chicken with lemon and herbs can also work with Provence rosé wines, such as those from Bandol, or try an Australian Gruner Veltliner with a touch of spice, said Matthew Longuerre, MS, wine development manager at Le Cordon Bleu, London. Because of the acidity of the lemon and the pungency of the herbs and garlic, a ripe aromatic white or a full-flavor rosé would be perfect, Longuerre wrote in Decanter previously. Acidity is generally your friend in any roast dinner situation, because the wine can help lift all the elements on the table. Fried chicken with champagne. Fried chicken has long been one of the ultimate comfort foods, and a new wave of pop-up stalls and single-dish restaurants have brought this culinary art form to more people's attention over the last decade. When it comes to matching wine with fried chicken, Chris Gaither is thinking big. Who doesn't like fried chicken? And who doesn't like champagne? I'm a big fan of Creole spiced chicken with a vintage Blanc de Blanc champagne like Diebold Valois 2010. It has great texture, he explained, on the slightly lean side, but enormous complexity and a hint of creaminess in the mid-palate with a citrusy twang. Sparkling wines that combine signature high acidity with a good dose of freshness can cut right through the fat of the dish. Gaither also suggested an English sparkling wine, naming Gusborne Blanc de Blanc 2014 as a particular favorite. So clean and so good. Coq-au-vin and chicken casserole dishes. Few things build the appetite like the hearty aromas of a chicken casserole wafting through from the kitchen. Red wine drinkers could try uncorking a Pinot Noir, and Le Cordon Bleu London's Longuerre suggested looking beyond Burgundy for options. A soft, low-tannin, red-cherry-flavored, cool-climate New World Pinot Noir would be perfect, he wrote, citing the coastal region of Lemari in Chile as one that is worth researching. You could also look to the Mornington Peninsula in Australia, Oregon, New Zealand, or California's Santa Barbara County, to name only a few. In Burgundy itself, some great wine value can still be found in lesser-known areas. Tim Atkin, M.W., Decanter's Burgundy correspondent, recently suggested exploring the Côte Chalonnaise to the south of Beaune, for example. Pinot Noir isn't the only red wine to pair with chicken, of course. In general, look for fruit-forward wines with low tannins, relatively good acidity, to help lift the dish. Versatility of chicken. Think about the other flavors. A lot depends on how you cook and serve the meat, such as its versatility. For example, a chicken and pesto dish point you towards a citrusy vermentino with a bit of skin contact for extra depth and texture. A chicken Thai curry puts the heat of the dish in greater focus and could well work with a high-acid white wine that carries just a touch of residual sugar. Riesling is an option here. Longuerre also suggested Spanish garnacha, known as Grenache in France, from Navarra in northeastern Spain, to match skinless grilled chicken breast. Its ripe and juicy blackberry flavor will toy with the smokiness from the grill, he wrote. And finally, it seems bizarre these days, the chicken was once a rarity on dinner tables, yet global consumption and production have rocketed in the last 50 years. It can be relatively cheap to produce and has garnered a reputation as a healthier meat due to its generally favorable protein-to-fat ratio. There is, however, a huge difference in flavor depending on how birds have been reared. Always opt for higher welfare standards if you can, and choose organic if possible, too. In summary, Chardonnay, Grüne Veltliner, Vermentino, Blanc de Blanc Champagne, English sparkling wine, Pinot Noir, Spanish Garnacha. What wine goes well with pork? From barbecue, pulled pork, to roasted belly or bangers and mash, this is a meat with many guises that can pair well with a range of red and white wines. Written by Chris Mercer. It might not be as healthy as chicken, but pork is equally versatile. There are no hard and fast rules for pairing wine with pork, but rich whites and juicy reds tend to work well, according to Decanter contributing editor Matt Wells. Is pork a white or red meat? Nutritional studies class pork as a red meat, despite its relatively light appearance, and a renowned advertising campaign by the U.S. National Pork Board entitled The Other White Meat. For wine pairing, it's important to think about the cut of the pork, the way it's cooked, and especially what sauce you're serving with it, said Jean-Baptiste Lemoine, head sommelier at The Goring. Wine with pork belly, roast pork, and suckling pig. For tender, melt-in-your-mouth suckling pig, Lemoine advised drinking lighter styles of red, such as Spanish Mencia, Nerello Mascalese from Sicily, Pinot Noir from cooler regions, or Chilean Carmenere. Riesling with a touch of sweetness can work well for white wine drinkers, he added. This is also a good option for pork belly and was listed as one of the top 25 food and wine pairings by Fiona Beckett in a previous article for Decanter. Roast pork belly works best with a wine that has a high level of acidity plus a touch of sweetness, Beckett wrote. Cue dry German Riesling, especially if apple is served alongside. It provides welcome freshness, cuts through the fat, and doesn't detract from the crispness of the crackling. She also suggests a young red Burgundy, returning to the Pinot Noir theme above. Roast pork beyond suckling pig can handle a slightly bolder wine, although fleshy, juicy fruit and bright acidity should generally work better than the sort of tannic heavyweight that might pair with a darker red meat like steak. Roast pork calls for something that combines richness with acidity, whether it's white or red, said Walls. As an expert on the Rhone Valley in particular, he advised turning to Grenache, Heartland, Gigondas. For white wine lovers, Condrieu, Viognier, can be a brilliant match for pork roasted with herbs like oregano or marjoram. He added that it is also worth considering Pinot Noir from warmer climates, plus fresher styles of Chardonnay or Chenin Blanc from either the Loire Valley or South Africa. Wine with pork sausages. Walls returned to the Grenache theme when considering wine for pork sausages. For a classic bangers and mash, I tend to reach for a young Grenache-based wine like a Southern Rhone. A high-acid red like Barbera, meanwhile, can match well with the fattiness of a sausage pasta dish, especially if tomatoes have added extra acidity to the meal. Rosé with barbecued pork. Dry rosé wines could be a good bet for barbecue pork, whether it's pulled or chopped or cooked as a chop. However, the meat might overpower some of the more delicate styles. Lemoyne suggested 100% pure Grenache rosé, particularly the more full-bodied styles from Spain, where the grape variety is known as Garnacha. Aged Barolo with roast ham. If you are lucky enough to have any bottles of top Barolo, Bordeaux, or white Burgundy quietly aging away in your cellar, then serving roast ham at Christmas could be a good time to pull the cork, according to Lemoyne, who said the softer tannins and complexity of those wines after a few years of bottle age work well with the meat. That said, you might want to evaluate the length of the guest list before opening such a bottle. In summary, German Riesling, Condrieu/Viognier, Chenin Blanc, Pinot Noir, Red or Rosé Grenache/Garnacha, Aged Barolo, Nebbiolo, Sicilian Nerello Mascalese. Ideas for pairing wine with beef. From filet steak to delicious roast topside from your local butcher, here are some things to consider if you're pairing wine with beef. Written by Chris Mercer. Whether it's a couple of succulent steaks or a hearty roast for a small gathering, you're spoiled for choice when it comes to matching delicious wine with beef. It's not too hard to find a red wine that'll work, and there is always an element of personal preference when it comes to wine and food matching. But think about the cut, age, cooking time, and accompaniments if you're seeking to try a more precise pairing. Cut. The easiest way to pair wine with beef is to think about matching the flavor intensity of your wine with your beef, says Mark Quick, wine director of Hawksmoor Steakhouse Restaurants. The fat in your cut is where all the flavor is locked up, he told Decanter. More fat equals more intense beefy flavor. For example, a filet would be one of the leaner cuts and usually have a very subtle flavor. On the other end of the scale would be a heavily marbled ribeye. Leaner cuts, like filet or topside, can be beautifully melt-in-your-mouth tender, but could also be overpowered by a wine that is too bold. You're better off going with a lighter and more subtle drop, says Quick. For example, a red from the Jura, a Pinot Noir from anywhere, or there are also some good lighter garnaches coming out of the new and old world nowadays that work well. Danny Landy, La Uvas de la Ira, is one of my favorites right now. Decanter World Wine Awards judge Patricio Tapia previously suggested looking towards Altamira and Gualtallery in the Uco Valley for a fresher style of Argentinian Malbec to drink with steak. Fattier cuts of beef, such as rump, forerib, and shin, have a deeper flavor than leaner cuts. Quick said that the higher fat content of the beef, the higher its capacity to pair with richer wines that have bolder tannins. Fat content washes away tannin in your mouth, and vice versa. That's what keeps you coming back for more of both your wine and your steak. This could be a classic Cabernet Sauvignon territory, and when well-balanced wines will have tannins to help dissolve the fat, acidity to lift the dish, and lots of black fruit flavors that can stand up to the richness of the meat. If you've gone for dry-aged steak or beef, then think about how long the meat has been aged for. Heavily aged beef possesses a gamey, sometimes cheesy characteristics that marries extremely well with old wines. How about a wine with a few years of bottle age? An aged Barolo or red Burgundy would be epic, says Quick. It could be the perfect excuse to drink that bottle that has been staring at you. Those who enjoy beef at the rarer end of the spectrum might want to opt for a wine that has richness, but also a lovely, juicy character. You could opt for a Grenache-based wine or a Syrah, Shiraz, Grenache blend here, such as those from the Southern Rhone or South Australia. Languedoc-Roussillon also has some excellent value options in the GSM area, wine speak for Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. And you could look to the Terrasses de Luzarc or Pic Saint-Loup for wines with plenty of fruit and a lovely ripe and balanced character that will match the succulence and tenderness of rare meat. A Malbec from Argentina, one of the more modern styles from France's Cahors area, could also be a fantastic match here. Accompaniments and sauces. Many of the classic sauces with beef hold pretty strong flavors themselves. How about meeting that peppercorn sauce head-on with the peppery notes of a great Australian Shiraz, for instance? Roast beef with red wine sauce or jus might work better with a red that shows ripe fruit, while a traditional gravy has more savory elements to it. When it comes to steak, Hawksmoor's Quick said, ignore all my advice about avoiding big, powerful tannic wines with lean cuts if you're going to pour sauce all over your steak. You are essentially covering your steak with butter or beef fat anyway, so you should revert to the advice about fatty steaks in this instance. White wine with beef? It might be considered a faux pas in some circles, but several sommeliers and food and drink experts believe that white wines can indeed match up to the intensity of beef. If you've got a lovely caramelized crust on your meat, for example, then a white wine with nutty flavors can be brilliant, said Quick. Look for extended oxidative aging, he suggested, with Jura or traditional white Riojas being good examples to try. He also highlighted sherry as a potential match here. If that's what you're into, it would work wonders, he explained. Oloroso, for example, is a sherry style that is well known for its nutty complexity. In summary, Cabernet Sauvignon, Grenache or GSM blends, Malbec, Shiraz, aged Nebbiolo or Barolo made from Nebbiolo. This has been Steve, and I've been reading from Decanter, Food and Wine Pairing,